Patrick McGovern, one of the most influential players in the world of high-tech publishing and research and a major philanthropist, died this week. He was 76 years old. McGovern, who graduated from MIT, founded what became International Data Group, or IDG, in 1964. Those were the early days of the computer industry. Today, the Boston-based company operates 460 websites, produces 700 events worldwide, and publishes 200 magazines, including Computer World, PC World, and Mac World, and more. To talk about McGovern's legacy this morning, we turn now to technology writer Glenn Rifkin, who worked for McGovern back in the 1980s. Glenn, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Glenn, by all accounts, Patrick McGovern was a legend in the tech business. Tell us about him.
Well, he was an amazing character in that he generally rode underneath the radar. He was not one of these big publicity-seeking types, especially since he was a billionaire. And yet his role in the high-tech industry was quite influential, starting Computer World in 1967, a publication that went on to become the Bible of the high-tech industry. He built an empire.
He was very much a self-made man.
He absolutely was. I mean, he graduated from MIT in 1964 without any money. He was always fascinated by science. He was the son of a construction worker who used to travel on projects a lot, like working on naval bases, and he'd send postcards home. And that always sparked Pat's love of travel. And when he started IDG in 1964 in a small gray house in Newton, he always saw this as a global enterprise. And his thought was that people didn't know enough about this burgeoning computer industry, that there was a lot of information that data processing people would pay good money to get. And that was really the genesis of IDG.
So how influential did he become in that world?
Quietly, he was incredibly influential because everybody who was interested in the IT profession had to read his publications to know what was going on.
He was also an internationalist. In 1980, he became one of the first U.S. business leaders to set up a joint venture between an American firm and a Chinese company, and he made 130 trips to China over his career.
The China story is perhaps the most amazing one because he really had no business going into communist China in 1980. This is way before China opened up as a market economy. But Pat, as always, was visionary, and he said, there's an opportunity here. There's a lot of people, and computers are coming. There are now 30 IDG titles in China, and even more importantly, the biggest venture capital firm in China was started by Pat.
He was also a philanthropist. He donated $350 million to establish a center at MIT that focuses on brain research. What was it about brain research that became a priority for him?
He just believed that the study of the brain was going to be crucial to the future of mankind. And almost everything Pat did was based on how it would affect people. And he and his wife, Lori, decided in the 1990s that they wanted to donate a lot of money and create a very unique kind of research organization, which is now up and running in Kendall Square in Cambridge.
So how will Patrick McGovern be remembered?
As a former employee, the way he'll be remembered and what I've seen on Facebook since the news of his passing is for employees who got to know him, he was the guy that came around every Christmas, handed out a bonus to you personally, and had a personal word to say to every employee in the company. He was just an unfacing guy who just believed in people. He believed deeply in the work that he was doing, and I think his legacy will be this amazing empire that he built that is still going strong all around the globe.
Technology writer Glenn Rifkin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Glenn joined us this morning talking about the technology publishing pioneer and philanthropist Patrick McGovern, who died this week at the age of 76.